This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we have James Fox, and we're going to talk, of course, about that great documentary that he got made there, The Phenomenon. But first, I wanted to welcome yet another new station, KTOX, and they are in Northwest Arizona, covering Needles, Mojave Valley, Bullhead City, and Kingman. It's about 160 miles from where I am. But if I'm in that direction, I'll certainly want to come up there and talk to the people. So we welcome the new listeners to the Paracast, KTOX. Our friends over at GCN are working doubly hard. They're at stations. So we'll have the news as we get them. The last time I communicated with James Fox was a few weeks ago, of course, setting up a date to have him come on the show to talk about the film. And you had to leave your home because of the danger of the fires in Northern California, right?
Yes. Thank you, by the way, for having me on. There was a fire that broke out just a few miles away. And for several weeks, because resources were spread so thin, in that part of California, it was just, there was hardly anybody on it. So if the winds blew, we were under evacuation warning. If the winds blew to the south, our town was going to be evacuated. And if they blew to the north, the town that we do most of our shopping was going to be evacuated. But it was raining ash and smoke for weeks. I was on the phone with Paul Davids, who did the infamous Roswell piece. I think it was for, was it Showtime back in the 90s? And he offered his home in New Mexico. So we packed up and went to New Mexico, and here we are.
Well, how do you like New Mexico? I have never, ever been to New Mexico.
Oh, my gosh. I love New Mexico. I mean, it's dry, not as much moisture this time of year as there normally should be. But I love New Mexico. I mean, some of my favorite cases happen here, right here in New Mexico, and I've gone to Socorro on a number of occasions, investigated that case, and the plains of San Agustin and Dadle and that whole region are just stunningly beautiful. And obviously, then you've got Roswell. And yeah, New Mexico is one of my favorite states.
Was this fire that Winnica started as a result of that, what was it, like a gender reveal rainbow party or something like that down there?
No, the one that got...
Because, there's been a bunch of fires started. I remember it was all over the news. It was one of them. So yours was different, though.
Yeah, it was so funny, too, because a couple of days prior, it rained. There was a thunder and lightning, and it rained. And I thought, oh, thank God, it's raining this early in the year. We're going to, we're going to avoid this horrendous fire season. And little did I realize, it didn't rain enough. It just, like, occasional showers. But the lightning caused a number of fires to break out, including the one right where I live.
I live in Arizona. Of course, we get our own share of fires.
But you guys don't have the tall trees like we do.
You know, somebody said it's just forest management. That's all. We don't want to go into that because then we get into
politics. Somebody said that. Yeah,
we can't mention that name because then people will accuse the Paracast of getting involved in politics, and we shan't do that. We're going to talk instead about the movie business. Now, the thing that kind of saddens me about all this, and I know originally you hoped with the phenomenon, James, to be able to exhibit it in motion picture theaters, but right now there are dangers here that many of them are going to go out of business. And I just feel bad for all the people in the motion picture industry who are looking for jobs, not getting work. And just as an example, one of the major special effects houses, you'd know their name, I'm not going to mention them, was sending me emails soliciting work. Do we want to do something? And I look at their resume, oh my God, they got TV shows and they've got movies, and they're just extraordinary special effects artists. They do creatures and superheroes, and they're looking for work. My God, the world is just not the same, is it?
Certainly isn't. You know, the ink had barely dried on the contracts for a 1,000 to 1,500 theaters, which has been a lifelong dream of mine, when COVID hit. And we were holding out for months thinking, okay, come on, pray for a miracle. But unfortunately, that miracle didn't happen. And we had to sort of play the game on the board, not the one in our head. And, you know, and so we released the film, Transactional Downloads.
And that's probably how most films are being distributed nowadays, at least in the U.S. And all the big films have been postponed. The next James Bond film, No Time to Die. That's the one, I think, the last one that the current actor is doing. And that one is postponed to next year. Wonder Woman 1984. All the fun films are being delayed.
Well, you know, on the one hand, I have to be really grateful that we finished the film, because, I mean, I traveled all over the world to make this one. I mean, I was in China twice, Australia and Africa and South America and all over, all across the States, you know, and then COVID hit. I mean, we literally finished the film, I think, probably January, you know, and interestingly enough, and I highly recommend any of your audience rents the film or buys the film online. If you have good speakers, please use them, because we are going to be in theaters. We did a Dolby 5.1 surround mix, which is a rather expensive process, and it required a sound engineer about 6 to 8 weeks work. But let me tell you, it was like seeing my movie for the first time. I mean, having the sound swirling around the room and all the filters, and just amazing what an experience it is to hear, you know, when the sound is done right. So I encourage anyone who's going to watch the film, hopefully they'll do it using good speakers.
Well, I ran the film through my 4K Vizio, and we have a sound bar. It's not 5.1 or any of that stuff. It's 2.1. But it's got decent bass, and yes, the sound was really good. And you don't always get that with a documentary.
No. I did it. Look, I had, so funny, I try not to read too many of the online, you know, reviews and stuff, because, you know. But I did read one the other day. I think it was CNN had done one, and they said, oh, really powerful film, you know, great this, great that, but the graphics on some of the occasions were a bit cheesy. And I made a decision. I literally, at the end of production, you know, I couldn't knock on the door of our funders anymore. And, you know, cause I've done that five too many times. And it came down to having enough money to either do the sound or replace some of the graphics. And I chose the audio because it was going to be in theaters. So I took out a bank loan to pay for that. For that sound engineer, but it was well worth doing. I mean, literally when I came down for the first screening after he'd worked on the film for at least 6 weeks, I felt like I was watching my movie for the first time.
You know, it's interesting here, that special effects house. Now, if someone spotted you a couple of million, would have been happy to do the work for you.
I know, right?
Well, you know, you can't do that, especially with a documentary. You don't expect to see what they do when they make The Avengers for $300 million, which is insane. I still think that's insane.
I know. But you know what? Maybe it would sell. Maybe it doesn't. I mean, look, we did the production values. I mean, I hired a National Geographic photographer because of what happened with the last UFO doc I did. I Know What I Saw. It went to Lionsgate, and it went up the chain of command at Lionsgate, and then it got to acquisitions, and the tech department said, we're going to have to take a pass on this film because of the production quality, which was decent. I mean, I thought it was pretty good, was subpar, and we're going to have to go ahead and take a pass. And it wasn't just the financial gain of a sale to Lionsgate, but it was the global distribution footprint that they had with that company.
Let's do a break here. James Fox, director, of the phenomenon. Now available for digital download with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Hello, Paracast people. I'm Greg Carlwood, the host of the Higher Side Chats podcast, an uninterrupted and action-packed interview-based show where I talk to some of the brightest minds for our troubled times about all things paranormal, occult, esoteric, and conspiratorial. After 10 years, we've heard it all. Alien moon bases, archons, hollow earth, technocratic and biomedical agendas, magic, mind control, and Lovecraftian monsters. Oh my. Usually, the first hour of the show is free, and the second hour is for members who sign up for the Higher Side Chats Plus at $8 a month. But praise be, we're giving Paracast listeners 2 free weeks of Plus when you use the all caps coupon code PARACAST. Go to thehiresidechats.com, sign up with the code PARACAST, and dive into the nearly never-ending archive of great interviews I've been lucky enough to get over the years, from David Politis to David Icke, and many, many guests not named David. Check it out. You're going to love it. All right, Gene, was that good? Can we use that one?
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, I should tell you, we do have a few coupon codes for the phenomenon that we're making available for those of you who order up long-term subscriptions to the Paracast Plus. We also get the After the Paracast podcast and a version of the show free of network ads. Check out the Paracast.plus, the Paracast.plus for more. Now, I have to tell you this, that I guess for the future, Most films are going to be available this way for digital distribution. Is this worldwide yet or just in the U.S.?
It's worldwide. I think they translated it into 12 languages, and then that will increase as we do other streaming deals, which we're considering now. We're in talks with some streamers. We're not in any hurry right now. This is going to be more of a marathon run as opposed to a quick flash in the pan. Do you know what I mean?
Now, will you eventually, after you have the digital downloads, then maybe seek out a Netflix or an Apple TV Plus or someone?
There's Hulu, there's Amazon Prime, there's Showtime, there's HBO, there's CBS, All Access, there's Netflix. There's a number of different platforms. I mean, honestly, what we're trying to do, because there's a bit of a shortage of fresh content because of COVID, utilize all the platforms and do non-exclusive. That way we can reach a broader audience.
Well, that's terrific. Yeah, I like Amazon Prime personally because I find good shows there. Ever hear of Acorn TV, James?
Mm-mm.
Okay, Acorn, mostly British, Canadian, and Australian shows. It's like $5.99 a month through Amazon, and I'm trying to live on the cheap here, as people know. Great shows there. But I grew up going to the movie theaters way before you were born, James. I mean, you weren't even a glimmer in your dad's eye when I was going to Times Square with my father, and we'd watch these old horror films at a movie theater on Times Square. You know, you had the porn, but you also had the old movies. And, God, you can't do this anymore. And I just really feel bad, and I'm hoping that maybe a couple of years down the pike, you could have a limited motion picture run in the theaters.
Yeah, I know. We are too. Believe me, we're holding out. We'd love to.
They've been doing that here. What's a number of films that didn't make it already? I'm seeing them at our theaters where people are now returning to the theaters. And according to these rules that they've got, don't give up on the idea, because I will go see it in a theater as well. I've seen it here. And my opinion here is that The Phenomenon is a must-have addition for every UFO library. Anyone who's interested in this film and in UFOs, they've got to get it. That's all there is to it. And I'd really like to see, and I don't know how possible this will be, a DVD with some of your extra material, because I know you've got just loads of extra material. This movie, for me, was almost like a teaser. Like, I want more.
Mm. Did you get the film on a secure link from the distributor, or did you download it from iTunes or Vimeo?
I sent him one of the links to that.
Okay. Okay, because if you purchase this film, I think it's like $12.99 or something like that, it actually comes with 3 hours of bonus material. Interview with Story Musgrave, some stuff with Hynek, the raw presentation I did with Leslie Kane at the National Press Club in 2007, and a bunch of really cool outtakes and stuff of that nature. So I literally packed it for 3 additional hours. And so you got 5 hours total. So I would highly encourage anyone. But I think they're only available on 2 platforms because the others didn't offer bonus material. And it's iTunes and Vimeo. So if anyone does want to buy it, that's where you should get it. Because you get, for the same price, you get all this, a couple of hours of bonus material. But yeah, and there's a lot more too, believe me.
Now, as far as Vimeo, that's the coupon codes that we got from your PR people. So they are the ones that will give you that extra content. We're looking forward to that. Is there any thought here, too, if you actually get the money, of upscaling to 4K?
You know, I'm just kind of basking in having finished the film at this point. We actually edited up till, because we updated the film as recently as like a month ago, or maybe 6 weeks ago, in the studio, and then resubmitted all the finals just to kind of keep it current. And there's no question, and that's one thing I've learned from in the past, it's been my 4th and a half film on it, on the topic, is never say never. But sometimes it's a little too early to talk about taking on another workload, because getting this film done and complete and out the door was a monumental effort that I think I'm probably suffering from PTSD.
You were telling us the last time we had you on the spring, and we have time now on the show to go into it. You went through not a pleasant or relaxing editing process. Maybe in the next couple of seconds we can talk about this, because I think people may not understand, and this is with any movie, the amount of work that has to be done to get you that hour and a half to 2 hours. You're an hour and 41 minutes to get you that. And maybe you can tell us about the editing, how it went.
I have a very tedious process, but it's a method that I adhere to because it works. But it takes a long time. And what I do is I go through all the material that I have. You have to. And then I organize it in a timeline. And then I color code all of it. And I think I spent probably a year and a half doing that first part. And then I organize it somewhat chronologically, you know, case related. And then you have sit down interviews that you do. And it's a real lengthy process. And like I said, I color code everything. So, and then I look for what's called GMs, which are golden moments, things that I just feel that can't be excluded from the film. A lot of people think I'm crazy for doing it this way. It probably does take longer, but I let the sort of film write itself. I'll focus on a number of cases, for instance. Like I have, you know, I got the Rua case, big featured cases, ATIP, Socorro, and then I'll kind of work on those at first, and then I'll figure out the narrative of stitching those together. And it's just a long process, and you can't really cheat the system, because if you do, it compromises the quality.
I don't know about for you, James, but some of the most golden moments in that film for me were the Rua interviews and the shots that you had, some of the archival footage with John Mack, and then you interviewed them when they were grown up. That was just so amazing. That was really, really definitely golden moments there for me in that film.
We would spend months editing that down because we had hours and hours of them as adults and hours and hours and hours of them as children, right? And then I went to Africa and I met with the now headmistress, then at the time was a school teacher, Judy Bates, and I met with additional witnesses at the landing site and the school yard. We had roughly 8 to 10 minutes to tell the whole story. I was working with a number of editors with me on this. You know, it was like started off with like a 12-hour, you know, 15 hours, and down to 12, and then 10, and then 9. Oh, man, this is impossible.
More to come with James, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden spent Saturday on the campaign trail in several battleground states. President Trump held rallies in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin after traveling to Florida to cast his ballot. Following his rally in Circleville, the president predicted a red wave in November.
We're going to have a great red wave. It's going to be a red wave like you've never seen before because people are tired of
looking at the anarchists and all of the things taking place in Portland, Chicago, New York with crime. They're tired of it. But you're going to have a red wave, the likes of which you haven't seen, and everybody knows it.
Vice President Biden held two events in Pennsylvania, where a recent poll has him leading Trump by 7 points. His running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, was also in the Buckeye State, holding an event in Cleveland, while former President Barack Obama was on the stump for Biden in Miami. This is USA Radio News. Most of the San Francisco Bay Area could be in the dark come Sunday. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns explains why.
Pacific Gas and Electric may cut power to more than a million people Sunday to prevent the chance of sparking wildfires as extreme fire weather returns to the region. The nation's largest utility announced the move yesterday. They said it could black out customers in 38 counties, including most of the San Francisco Bay Area. The forecasts are calling for a return of bone-dry, gusty weather that carries the threat of downing power lines or other equipment that have been blamed for igniting massive and deadly blazes in recent years, particularly in central and northern California.
Meanwhile, wildfires in Colorado have turned deadly as two people are confirmed dead in the East Troublesome Fire burning in northern Colorado. That blaze has burned more than 188,000 acres, becoming the second biggest fire in state's history. The largest, the Cameron Peak Fire, has torched nearly 207,000 acres and is burning just miles away. This is USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
You know what impressed me so much, James Fox, about watching that is not just the case, but how amazingly well-behaved the kids appear in the footage. Now, maybe they were kind of wacky in the stuff that went on the cutting room floor. But I think of children of the schools I went to, which is many years before that, centuries before that, they were never near as smart or as well-behaved.
There were aspects of that case that I find so compelling that didn't end up in the film. There were so much content that didn't end up in the film. Let me give you one example. But every time I talk about it, I'm just shocked that, and I don't know how it happened. I don't know how we left this part out. But when we brought the children together as adults, young adults, 20 years after the incident, and it was the first time that they'd been together after the encounter, from all different corners of the world. And I remember with the help of Randall Nickerson, I remember trying to talk this then investor guy into, you know, covering the cost. And he was like, well, you mean to tell me a UFO landed at a school playground in Africa and the occupants got out? Like, you know, come on, man. I said, no, just please, just look at the testimony of the children. Like, I'm telling you, this is worth it. Like, please. You know, it was a tough sell. But when we brought them together, I just wanted them to explain to me. I wanted them to put me in that scene. I wanted to really experience it through their eyes. And they said, I'll never forget this. They said, if you've ever been out in the wild and had a very rare encounter with an animal out in the wild, and there's this moment where time almost stops, and there's mystery and intrigue and curiosity, and it's a benign encounter, but it's you're trying to figure out what this animal's all about, and the animal's trying to figure out what you're all about, and there's just this sort of standoff. And the children had explained that's what it was like with these creatures, these beings. And one of them even said, yeah, it was standing there frozen, and there were 66 children that went on camera, but when I went to Africa, I found out there was actually 100 school children in the yard. But there were a wall of children just frozen looking at this creature. Some of them say many creatures, a couple of creatures. And the creature was just sort of standing there scanning its eyes back and forth, looking at all the children in amazement and bewilderment and just, you know. And I just thought, wow, that's a very beautiful description of that encounter. And then there was another thing that they said to me that didn't end up in the film, which I thought, again, was fascinating. There were logs that would define the outer perimeter of the playground, like telephone poles. And they weren't allowed the children to go beyond there because the grasses weren't cut. There were snakes and things of that sort that they just weren't allowed to go out beyond that. Children being children would go all the way to the outer edge of the playground, and they would skip along these logs. And they said that the beings were mimicking the behavior of the children and dancing along jovially next to them.
Is that ever interesting?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Yep. And you did an excellent job of putting those clips together at the end, because the children don't have to say a lot, but you can see from the look in their faces that they're there in their own mind. They're going back and they're seeing it, and they're reliving it while they're telling it. It is so compelling, in my view, regardless of the fact that they're children, that something extraordinary and real happened to them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I knew it was a big story. Well, I knew how compelling the testimony from the children was. Well, I mean, I was always profoundly affected by it, but my partner, Rebecca, was dropping some tea off in the edit room one time, and we never talk UFOs. And in fact, you know, it suits me just fine. The UFOs in my household, let me out a little more, that we just don't, that's just not on a level that we engage in. But one day, I was reviewing the content of the children interviews with Dr. John Mack, and Rebecca came in and dropped some tea off, and she stopped, and she looked at the children, and she froze. And she looked at me, and she looked back at the children, and then she looked back at me and said, "That's the most amazing thing I've ever heard. Those children are definitely not lying." Wow, is what she said. So I knew that if she was affected, because, you know, she's never really paid much attention. Not that she doesn't care about what I do. It's just, it's not her thing, you know. But the children got to her very heavily, very.
I think of all the things in the film, we have a lot of classic cases there. This is the one that's got to make people take notice, especially right now. Because of the pandemic, people are more than ever concerned about their families. And they're seeing children, well-behaved children, not the kind of kids you can just make something up. All these kids talking about something amazing that happened to them, and then the adults that we see reacting to it years later. And I think anyone who may dismiss UFOs as having some authenticity beyond just weird lights, this is the scene that has to do it for them.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, the end of the film was an accident. If I may just give you a little behind the scenes look at how it came about.
Sure.
I had this idea in the edit room, and you got to try things, and a lot of things don't work, and sometimes they do, but you got to try, and it leads to different places, and sometimes you nail it, and other times, poof, up you go. You could spend a week or two on something, then it just ends up in the garbage, or longer, in fact. I had this idea with the children's faces. I just found it really the contemplative look on the children right after the incident, right after the encounter. They were being interviewed, and they were sitting in their chairs just clearly reflecting on what they'd seen, trying to their darndest to articulate to the best of their ability what that experience was and what it meant and all that. And then when I met, but think about it, 20 years, when I met them as adults, the children as adults, they'd had 20 years to think about it, and they could articulate better the process, better their experience. So I had this idea in the edit room that I was going to put the voices of them as adults underneath their faces as children and analyze and kind of evaluate how they were processing the experience. So I spent like probably a week or so doing it. It was really powerful, but I didn't know exactly where I wanted to put it in the sequence. So I copied it and pasted it like I do a lot of times, and I bump it to the end of the timeline. And then I forget about it for a few months. And then one day, just the player head in the timeline just happened to, I just didn't hit the space bar, and the player head was moving on beyond what I was working on.
Explain to listeners, it's common in audio and video editing software to start and stop with the space bar.
Yeah, you start and stop with the space bar. There's a little player head, and it plays over whatever content you have in the timeline. And the time and the content I had was audio of the adults, but the visual was them as children. So it's the same people. You can hear them as adults while you're looking at them as children. And I'd done this beautiful little montage. Well, accidentally and inadvertently, I deleted them as adults. Probably a week's worth of work gone. And I was like, But there was this music playing and just their faces with nothing. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is powerful. This is really powerful. And I just knew right then and there, this was the end of the movie. There was no place to go after that.
Now, I should mention to our listeners just a little bit of a spoiler, okay? Now, we know with the Marvel films and even with Justice League, the film they're trying to recut now, the Snyder Cut, they intersperse the credits with more content. So you can't just walk out of the theater or turn it off at the closing credits. You got to keep watching. More to come with James, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Where, James Fox, did you get the idea to do that closing, where the closing credits, you go on for a few seconds and you have more content?
Well, I said earlier we would color code things, and purple was, this is really good and we've got to get it in the movie. And then we'd have different elevations of purple. And when I couldn't figure out a place to put it within the film, I would copy and paste it and put it right at the back of the timeline and get to it later. I wanted to keep the content, you know, associated with the film, but I just didn't have a place for it. And when we finished the movie, we couldn't squeeze it in. We decided, hey, let's have some fun and let's break up the credit roll and we'll sprinkle it throughout the end. So we did. And it was great. And I got to put a lot of stuff in the film that otherwise would have ended up on the edit room floor that I felt was really powerful and really necessary. And so that's how that came about. But it's fun. And did you guys watch it all the way to the end?
The closing scene is in memoriam to Stan Friedman. That, I'll tell you that. So you got to watch the film to that, because then you see everything, including stuff from China. Of course, now China is so controversial and everything with the pandemic. But what did you have to do to go to China to get stuff?
Well, Don Schmidt had connected me with some people in China. Han Jin, head of a UFO, one of the biggest UFO organizations in Dalian, which is the second largest seaport in China. We took a train from Beijing, and we traveled all around China, and I learned about this case. It was a landing case, an alleged close encounter of the third kind. Meng Jiao Gua happened in 1994, the same year as the landing in Africa with the school children in Rua. The same environmental message of destruction was given to this guy, Meng Jiao Gua. And just overall, just it was a sort of wet my toe in China and learned about UFO cases in China. And then, you know, this phenomenon, as you well know, is global. And so it was a lot of fun. And unfortunately, only a little bit of the content ended up in the film, just because, again, there just wasn't room. You know, I should have done a 10-part series.
Well, you can do what they're doing with the Snyder Cut. They're making a 2-hour film into 4 hours and 4 parts. All you need is to get Warner Media to send you a check for $30 million.
Exactly.
You know what's funny about that is they're going to be spending a lot more because now they're doing reshoots with the original actors. and then going back and redoing all the special effects. So they can buy, with the money they're spending, and it's going to be a lot more than $30 million, they can buy a few films for you.
I tell you, I love the idea of having a bigger budget, though I really wore myself out in the edit room chair. In fact, I have this really nice chair that I bought used on Craigslist. It's called a Aeron. Are you familiar with this chair? It's adjusted a bunch of different ways. They're super expensive, and I bought mine used on Craigslist, and I wore it out. It finally just broke on me. I mean, I'd sat in that thing for 3.5 years editing this movie, and I had paralysis on my right arm and leg, and at one point I couldn't walk. I could barely walk, and I was lying on a ball on the floor, and my editing partner, and I had a number of them, this guy Lance Mungia, he did a film called Third Eye Spy that came out, I think, last year. But he was like, you know, James, you know, I was on my back, and he's like, you know, you really should go see a doctor. You can't walk, and, you know, I gotta get the movie done. He's like, yeah, but the movie's not gonna get done if you die. So I actually went to a therapist, and I did some physical therapy, because I had paralysis. I mean, it was really bad. Really bad. That's why when I talk about a miniseries, I have to have a budget big enough where I can bring in a crew that I don't need to be in the trenches as much as I was. I can more oversee as opposed to spending another 3 years in a chair.
Well, then they would send you to the hospital. Let me ask you a question here technically. Of course, a lot of our listeners know I covered technology, and I even wrote for USA Today and places like that, and a lot of these old magazines and CNET and everything. Can you tell those who are curious, because they might want to edit their own films, what software, what equipment did you use? What was your toolbox?
I started with Final Cut Pro on an older Mac. It was a top of the line iMac like 6 to 7 years ago. Of course, the technology changes every week. And then I had to transition over because I was trying to work with other people. And people are like, nobody really edits with Final Cut Pro 7 anymore. People have moved on to Adobe Premiere. You really need to, if you want to work with other people, that's the format. So reluctantly, I had to, in the middle of production, switch software and editing programs and transition over and do all the imports. And that was, my Lord, that took like 8 months. Then I had the learning curve of the new editing software. But Adobe Premiere is ultimately what we did it on. And then I bought an upgrade. I upgraded my system because I was editing with a lot of 4K, and the system kept crashing, and C300s and really high resolution stuff. And I got the maximum 64 gigs of RAM, and then it was the fastest. It's called a can. It's a Mac Pro, and it looks literally like a can. I think they jokingly call it a garbage can, but it's circular.
Okay, the 2013 Mac Pro.
It's a circular thing. It literally looks like a can of beer. Yeah, but it was a 2016 or 17 is when I got that.
Right. They kept it going for a few years and did a few upgrades. Of course, you're using Intel Xeon processors, which is what we use on our web server, by the way. And those are designed for humongous amounts of CPU horsepower to crunch numbers. The memory is what they call ECC memory. So if you think you go to Amazon, buy memory for your computer for $100, look up ECC, which is what the Mac Pro uses, the current one too. And suddenly you're spending hundreds or thousands of dollars. So what he spent was a lot of money to get the power to do this. So we know already you're using a desktop machine in terms of the design, but you're doing pro level work.
I was very impressed. What I liked about it was it didn't take up that much space. It didn't crash that often. And there were a lot of processing power needed because we used filters to upgrade the older archival material that was required a lot of processing speed. And I liked it because it didn't make a lot of noise. Didn't have these big, heavy fans. The design of it kept it cool, I guess. And again, it didn't take up much space. And, you know, it was several thousand dollars, but considering what you're getting, you're editing an entire movie, right? I just got a big flat screen. In fact, I think I got, I had two flat screens that I ended on. Yeah, two flat screens. Pretty good system. And then, of course, hard drive space was always an issue because, you know, I think I have 17 terabytes or more. A lot. A lot. A lot of material.
I'm not doing movies here. What we have here is an Apple iMac with a 27-inch 5K Retina display, so I can edit 4K movies in something like the new Final Cut, which is much better than... The new one's much better than the older one, but of course going to Premiere is no big deal. It's a major, well-respected product. And I'm seeing 5K, but then if I want to edit a 4K movie, if I were in that, I could still see the menus and edit natively in 4K. So this stuff is just getting more and more powerful. Now the new iPhone 12, they've got a Pro Max, which is coming out in November. And the reason I mention this is it has tools designed for the motion picture industry. It can shoot, by the way, 4K film. But it can also edit, process HDR, all the bells and whistles, in a little iPhone. And it's designed to keep track of assets for the movie industry. It was designed with motion picture editors in mind. I'm going to show you how technology changes. They've actually made movies on iPhones, like Steven Soderbergh directed one.
I've got two scenes in this film that were shot with my iPhone. I literally was in Africa, didn't have any cameramen around me, picked up my iPhone, put it on 4K, held it really steady, and a couple of the scenes went in the film, and I don't think anybody could tell the difference.
You can't. And the new ones have even higher resolution in the sense of getting more data in there, more processing. So, yeah, it's amazing what you could do with this equipment now, where 20 years ago you spent tens of thousands of dollars. We have James Fox.
Oh, God.
We have James Fox joining us. This Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.